Today's international devotion is based on material from Lutheran Hour Ministries in Brazil. The title is Proverbial Wisdom, and our text is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. How contrary to human thinking does the Word of God appear? Consider today's passage from the book of Proverbs and ask yourself, is that true? Is it really better to be lowly in spirit and among those who are oppressed than to share stolen swag with the proud? Well, God's Word says it is. It's better to be the one who has suffered at the hands of another, getting ripped off or even worse, than to be the one who caused that suffering. That this is so and that this is true simply confirms once again how God's ways are not our ways. When we look at the life of Jesus, we see this in action. As the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus took our sins to the cross. He paid the price for our redemption and rose again from the grave, victorious over Satan. Along that road to Golgotha, however, the Savior was oppressed, severely oppressed and beaten down. And yet St. Peter says that when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made not threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Jesus was lowly in spirit and trusted God. Entrusting ourselves through faith into the hands of God who judges justly is also a Christ-like thing to do. When you are oppressed by the world, when those you counted on let you down and seem to gloat at your discomfort, then trust in God who gave his own Son to redeem you from sin and death. Even in Jesus' darkest hours, he knew the Father's power over the world and its circumstances, and he entrusted himself to the Father's will. We can do that too. We pray, Heavenly Father, teach us to rely on you instead of looking for the easy way out. By your Holy Spirit, give us courage to know that though we may be downtrodden and beaten back, you still love us and care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.